Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not a married sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not a married sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, it's tough to be the spokesperson for your party, for your conference, when you disagree with where 90% of your party and the conference is. So I do think there's going to be a change. You know, where I was for making a change 3 months ago. There was a vote, and that didn't prevail. Since that time, I've said we should be focusing on the crazy things that the Democrats are doing, all their left-wing agenda and their spending and so forth. But unfortunately, our conference chair wants to continue to talk about things that aren't, I think, in the best interest of the party, in the best interest of the conference. So I do think there's going to be another vote, and I think the outcome will be different.
So that's Representative Jim Jordan talking about the vote right now on the GOP conference chair, who is currently Liz Cheney. I guess being challenged, I don't even know if it's officially yet, by Elise Stefanik of New York, which I like Elise. I think she did a fantastic job during the impeachment trial. She showed she had a lot of fire, a lot of excitement behind her defense of the president of the United States, and not just Donald Trump, but like what was right, what was actually the right thing to do during that impeachment process. She really made a name for herself. We're going to speak with Jason Chaffetz at 2:25 today. I'm excited to talk to him about a wide variety of things, but I'm going to ask Jason Chaffetz, when it comes to GOP conference chair, what kind of power does this person wield? How does this person, guide the Republican Party in the House of Representatives to help us do whatever it is we can do while we're in the minority? I mean, the House of Representatives is majority rule. Straight up, we have a 6-seat deficit right now. That is razor thin, but it sure as heck isn't doing us very good because we don't vote in a bipartisan way on many things at all, unless it's like some resolution to like recognize puppies as cute. Then it's like we can get some bipartisanship, but what kind of dog is it? How old is the dog? What part of the country did the dog come from? There's always going to be something. The important stuff that we're fighting against as Republicans, the important things that as conservatives we need to stand for now more than ever, does the Republican Party in the House of Representatives feel as though Liz Cheney leads those things? I think it's pretty clear that it's pretty divided. And so we'll see how that goes, and we'll speak with Jason Chaffetz, who is in the House of Representatives and can kind of give us some of that background information at 2:25. So I encourage you to stick around for that. We have Tony Colombo coming in here in about 15 minutes. We're going to have a fun conversation with him for the rest of the noon hour. DeRoy Murdoch at 1 o'clock. He is going to talk about what the Democrats get so profoundly wrong about race. We only have him for one segment, so we'll have to squeeze it all into one segment there with DeRoy Murdoch. And then Tim Jones, I'm looking forward to this Tim Jones conversation today at 1:25. Because if you haven't seen yet, Kim Gardner here in St. Louis is facing some sort of disciplinary action, potentially up to removing her law license. I hear that and I'm like, okay, sure, that's on the spectrum. That's not ever going to happen. But I don't know. Tim Jones is going to tell us at 1:25 what he thinks. So we've got a full show. I came across this article this morning, and it's fascinating to me. Howard Stern, Katie, Ryan, have you guys ever been Stern listeners?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not regularly, no.
No. Mm-hmm. I've never been a Howard Stern listener. It's weird because being somebody who has been around radio my entire life, my dad spent about 30 years in St. Louis radio as well, so I've always been keen to the radio business. I know what kind of titan Howard Stern is. It's like if you were on the left side of the aisle, you still know what Rush Limbaugh did for radio. You still know the impact he had. It's undeniable. That's why so many people hated him so much, because he was so freaking effective. However, Howard Stern being the shock jock, it's impossible to look at Howard Stern and not say that he hasn't transformed the audio business. Well, I guess, too, I mean, he still can be crass at times, I suppose. I don't listen to him with regularity, but it seems as though he's maybe shifted a little, like he's made it. He can kind of do whatever he wants right now. Maybe there's some stuff that he doesn't have to do now that he did feel as though was part of his brand before. He is advocating for celebrities who are interested in becoming politicians to think twice against it. Specifically, some names that come up. I don't know if you guys can think of other names of people you've heard other than The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, or what's his name in Moana? Drawing a blank. I've only seen the movie 8 million times. And also Matthew McConaughey, who's not in Moana. Both characters suggesting that they might be interested in having a political career. And he makes such a great point. And there's a lot of foresight here. He says that if you decide to go into politics as a celebrity, the reason why you probably think that you want to go into politics as a celebrity is because you feel like you'd be popular. You feel like you have that thing going into the race that other people don't, which is popularity. People like you. He said, but once you go into politics, you actually Thank you, Amy, on YouTube. Maui.
Duh.
You're welcome. Okay. So when you go into politics and you have said that, you know, you've maybe vague booked about your support for this, your support for that, you've probably pretty successfully, especially as a celebrity, made a lot of people feel like they can connect to you. That's something that celebrities do. You have to be likable and respectable in some capacity as a celebrity so that people buy your craft, pay to see your movies, pay to buy tickets to go to your concerts or whatever. Howard Stern said, people in the military assume that The Rock is pro-military. People in the police force believe The Rock is a law and order guy. People who are Trumpy believe The Rock secretly loves Trump. The people who are liberals are going, you know what? The Rock is with us. And then according to Fox News, Stern noted that as soon as Johnson is forced to take a stand on an issue like abortion, oops, suddenly people don't like The Rock. That is so true. And I would even, this is where it gets really frustrating. I would even one up this philosophy and say that they actually applied this to Joe Biden because nobody asked him any questions that he had to answer that were tough. Joe Biden, like, really consider for a moment right now what Joe Biden was able to get away with not having to address enough so that people thought he'd be very moderate, that he would be the beige choice of everybody who could be the president of the United States. He's the type of guy who's been around the block a few times, okay, a lot of times, and he is going to go into Washington, D.C., and he wants to unify people. He wants to bring people together. This is who they made Joe Biden out to be. I don't even think Joe Biden effectively did that for himself. The people surrounding him in the media successfully made that to be who Joe Biden would be as the president of the United States. There's never been a more progressive, so fast president in my lifetime, or that I can even think of. When you think about the speed with which he's taken this far, far left, way outweighs what Barack Obama was able to do. And he did it because he wasn't asked tough questions. So I don't know, maybe in that sense, maybe Howard Stern is wrong. Maybe if the media chooses a celebrity and they don't ask him the hard questions, maybe they don't ever have to answer these types of things. I mean, certainly if there's a gaffe or a snafu or an incorrect answer, the media, if they still want that candidate to beat the Republican, they're not going to trump it up, so to speak. They're not going to highlight that as an issue. Katie, do you care? This is the question that I asked on the Facebook Live tease and the Annie Frye YouTube channel tease. Do you care if a celebrity is the person who's running for office? It doesn't have to be president. It could be your senator, could be a representative, whatever. Does it matter to you if they're a celebrity?
Man, this is a tough one, because I think for a very long time, the Republicans and the conservatives have always been championing the idea of don't, if you're in the business of making money, if you're an artist, if you are a celebrity, if you are someone in sports, you know, don't isolate one part of your fan base because you give a political opinion. And so I agree with Howard Stern in that sense, but I also, celebrities are going to give their opinion no matter what. You know, they're on Twitter every single day spewing whatever ideas come to their mind. It's very rare to not have celebrities politically engaged anymore. So to me, whenever I see a celebrity, let's say Caitlyn Jenner, she's running, she's putting her hat in to run for the governor of California. I look at that and I'm like, I don't know if it's going to be a good thing. I don't know if it's going to be a bad thing because she is a celebrity. On the other hand, will she be able to break through some conservative ideas to these kind of loony people, loony lefts that are in California wanting to fundamentally change our government? Will she be able to present some ideas that maybe they're like, oh, I never saw something that way before? I go back and forth because I do believe that once you start giving your opinion and a strong opinion about something, you do isolate yourself from a specific group, and that can't be good for your income. However, if they're already doing it, I mean, they're going to do it anyway, right? On Twitter.
One side will.
One side will, right.
One
right.
side will. And also, I mean, if you're going to speak on tough issues, it's almost like, if you're on the far progressive side of a lot of these issues, you not speaking is worse than you speaking. If you are somebody who is on the conservative side of the aisle, you just go to work and you do your thing and you keep to yourself. I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there who see celebrities that don't ever get political and maybe assume that they're right-leaning, at least according to Hollywood standards, that maybe on fiscal issues, they kind of think the government should mind their own business and maybe budget a little bit better. Real quick before we go to break, Ryan, what do you think?
Well, I think Howard Stern's point is a good one when you're talking about people like The Rock or Matthew McConaughey, because we don't really know where they stand on most things, so we all kind of project onto them. And like you said, that's a good thing for their career. But if you're already out there, like if you're Susan Sarandon or Oprah or John Voight or James Woods or something, everybody kind of knows where they stand. So I don't know that those people running, that it would hurt them. They would just be bringing name recognition to a race. So I think it would actually maybe help somebody like that who you already know where they stand.
All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Tony Colombo is going to be in studio with us, and he's going to stick with us for the rest of the hour. It looks like we've got some phone calls as well. 314-241-9797 if you want to join us. Dan, hold on the line. You can be first when we come back, along with Tony Colombo. We'll be back in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What do you want people to know about the Sturgis rally in August?
Well, that the media lied about the event. For a year, they've labeled it as a super spreader. That was not true. We continuously pushed back, and I'm glad that some of those facts are coming to light today.
They went to 39 states, and they asked their health departments, and they came back with those outrageous numbers. Was that all political?
Absolutely. All political. We did testing in that community for weeks afterwards. We reached out to every state that we had visitors from and did our own data collection and tried to hold some accountability out there. But, Brian, you know that once these liberal media outlets, these Democrats want to attack policies of a state like us that's free.
So there's Governor Kristi Noem talking about the Sturgis super spreader event, and that took place in August. It's like the second week of August of 2020. Remember when everybody was freaking out about it? One of the many different big events that took place over the last year or so where everybody lost their cool over the event while it was happening, talking about how irresponsible it was for people to participate in said events. And then after the fact, Sturgis specifically was one that was actually lied about quite a bit. It gets to the point where you see no follow-up from some of these other subsequential events like the Super Bowl or Texas opening up their ball fields. I just saw a clip on YouTube from Smirkanish, who I really guess I only see him on YouTube, or on Twitter, I should say, talking about how it's time to shun people who haven't gotten vaccines. And yesterday, Joe Biden comes out and he says, I know there's been a lot of confusion around COVID. Well, no crap, Joe Biden. We understand why. Tony Colombo's in studio with us right now. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hey, Annie and Katie and Ryan.
Hi,
everyone else.
Hi, you buddy.
Hi there.
Do you feel as though there's been a lot of confusion around how we're supposed to react as good people, not Republicans, not Democrats? How's a good person supposed to react to COVID today on Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah, there's been confusion and there's been a lot of mixed messages. And when you have a lot of mixed messages coming from the government and from people high up in important places, and one month they're telling you one thing and another month they're telling you a different thing and the rules keep changing, and yeah, that creates plenty of confusion.
And doubt. And like... is it unintellectual? Is that a word? Doubt? I mean, you get to the point where you get so rooted in what you think your team is saying on both sides of the aisle. I mean, I saw somebody tweeted yesterday something like, mask wearing is the left's MAGA hat, where you put the mask on more for the political gravitas that you feel it gives you than for protecting yourself from a virus that has been a pandemic for the last year. And on the right, I mean, I know that there are people who are not going to get the vaccine at all because Fauci said that they should, or Joe Biden said that they should. And I'm conflicted by it, and I haven't gotten it myself just because I'm pregnant, and I am kind of starting to have to toy with that idea myself about what I'm going to do after the baby gets here. I'm leaning towards getting it. Tony, you've gotten it. You didn't have any negative experience from the vaccine yourself. Which one did you get?
Pfizer.
Mm-hmm. And Katie and Ryan have both had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And you're still with, well, you're getting kind of close to that 6-month window.
Yep. I'm planning on getting it. I'm planning on getting the vaccine sometime in May. Because I am November, end of October, beginning of November is whenever I had COVID. So I'm getting right, I'm right on the cusp.
Is there anybody?
I don't know that I will.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm just not afraid of COVID after we've had COVID. You know, like if it wasn't bad, I don't know what I'm afraid of getting it again. So why get a vaccine if the disease wasn't that bad for me?
Who do you guys look to that you do trust on this issue? I mean, are you at this point sourcing everything that everybody is saying and kind of trying to let it fall where it may for you?
I trust my doctor. That's who I trust.
Yeah?
Yeah. I trust my doctor, and I trust people like Dr. Randy Tobler, who I've talked a lot about COVID with and have, you know, so I'm lucky, and I hope a lot of people out there are, you know, have that type of relationship, a trusting relationship with their doctors and their medical providers. And,
you know, there are other health issues that we talk about in politics where they really encourage you to talk to your own doctor and everybody else to butt the heck out of that conversation.
Yeah, exactly.
Dr. Scott Hardiman, that has been my go-to for everything. I mean, on and off air. This guy, I texted him.
Lucky him that you have his personal phone number.
I'm like, hey, I hate to bug you, but especially.
Should I take Excedrin or should I go with the Tylenol?
Especially whenever I had a period of time where I kept having to take COVID tests and I psychologically needed someone to just like, be like, it's gonna be okay. Like, right. You're gonna be fine. And then finally, once I did have COVID, you know, he and I, luckily enough, as you said, Annie, I got his number because I'm the producer of the show. That's the benefit. But
luckily enough for you.
Yes. But he has been such an incredible resource. And Ryan, you pointed this out not long ago, but I even work in what he says in like regular daily conversations whenever I'm talking about COVID with friends or family. Like, I just take exactly what Dr. Hardiman tells us on Mondays, and that's what the information I give to my friends and family when they ask me about it.
Speaking of Dr. Fauci too, like when you look at the fact that he's everywhere, I mean, it's amazing to me that he isn't viewed, if the Biden administration's actual goal is to get skeptics to get the vaccine, which was one of the points that he made yesterday when he came out with, you know, the next phase. They're getting towards the end of the people who were eager to get the vaccine, people who are really super excited about it. We're getting towards the end of that. Now they have to work on persuading those who have a skepticism about it. Shouldn't the Biden administration, shouldn't Fauci understand that they're not the people who are going to be that persuasive person for those individuals who've been skeptical over the course? Like, it's got to be something that is not political. And I don't really know what the solution is at this point. Is there anything that's apolitical? Is there anybody who's out there right now that is, I mean, other than talking to medical boards or something where you would be able to reach personal doctors and say, this is the type of emphasis that we want to give and incentivizing them to do it. Who out there can speak on this issue anymore and not have people first put on their red or blue jersey before they intake that information?
Yeah, there are apolitical people still, but none of them have media platforms or hold political office. And that's the problem, is that there are regular people and doctors, I'm sure, that don't take politics into account when they are making decisions for their patients. But everything that makes it on television, every doctor, everything that's on television is always through the lens of whatever media platform it is and whatever agenda they're pushing. And of course, whatever politics, you know, whatever, if there's a politician, obviously, you know, their own politics are playing a huge role in what they're saying. So that's why I say, you know, trust people like your own doctor and people in your, you know, inner circle that you've known and trusted for a long, long time. Don't get your medical advice from CNN.
Have you seen that video of Dr. Fauci throwing out that first pitch?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Is that real? Did he really throw it like 20 feet?
I think that is real.
I never assumed it. I never looked at it close enough to think that it was Doc. Now I got to go look at it again.
You have to. I need opinions. I saw that and I thought to myself, if you know who goes out and throws a first pitch that doesn't know that they're going to throw it somewhere where the catcher can at least reach the ball.
I think that is real.
Oh, that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That bad.
Yeah.
It's that bad.
Mm-hmm.
He's like catapulting it. If you look at how he throws the ball, I mean, it is not a throw. It's a launch of some sort. And how far would you say? I mean, it's down the first base line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's keep watching it again.
It makes you giggle. It's your favorite thing Fauci's ever done.
It's not even close.
Retweet it, Tony. Are you on Twitter?
Yeah.
Retweet it at TonyColombo971 so you can see it.
I feel like it's really difficult for me to look at Dr. Fauci and take him seriously right now, because every time that he speaks or he's on one of these channels, he just seems like he's chasing after the cameras. Like he's chasing. I know that people are asking him to be on their programs, and I know he can say no. He probably prefers to say yes. It just right now, I mean, they're coming out with like a superhero collection of Dr. Fauci, like life-size, not life-size, but like actual heroes, Dr. Fauci. People are putting his face on pillows. I just...
His face has been on underwear for a year now.
I'm like, okay, like when...
So is Andrew Cuomo's.
And, yeah, that's true. Whoever bought those undies, whew, yikes.
Are there any, is there anybody on the right? I mean, maybe there are, I'm just not in these circles. Like, where your thought is, man, I would really like a pair of underwear with Mitch McConnell's face on it. Like, how come that doesn't come up from the Republican side of the aisle? Because, I mean, I'm looking at Mitch McConnell and thinking, I would want a pair of underwear with Mitch McConnell's face on it as much as Fauci's or Cuomo's. Where does this come from?
I think that it's because Republicans are so skeptical of the government that nobody has ever idolized anyone within the government that much. Because everyone is like everybody on the right's like small government. So nobody's idolized politicians, I think, until Trump. Then Trump came, and that was like the first time that you ever saw anyone from the GOP like, woo, that's my dude.
Yeah, I don't understand the idolization unless it is just to pile on against, because they can celebritize their politicians. It's funny because they don't want, Howard Stern is telling celebrities not to become politicians, but the politicians, the Democrats, the media, the activist leftist media celebritizes their politicians. I saw, we're talking about this action figure of Dr. Fauci. I was in a store and I saw a Bernie Sanders action figure and an RBG action figure. And then I've seen tweets on Twitter, which is where tweets are, and they have them of like Kamala Harris and Barack Obama. There's not even, I mean, these are not people who I want my kids to be playing with their action figures, of course, but there's no counter to it. And it's the curiosity that I have about why would you put this on your shelf when you're offering no alternative to it? You're telling the people who come into your store that you are leaning one way and that you don't have anything for me when I'm there. I have a big problem with that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back,
I found a top down view
of?
Of the pitch of
Fauci's
first. How
far? How bad?
So you get a real, you go to,
you retweet it?
Tweeting it right now. So you get a real understanding of how badly, how far up the line, because it's like a view, it's almost like a blimp, like top down view of it. So
it would be hard to throw it that bad on purpose.
Yes, yes, yes. It'll be on Twitter and 30 seconds.
Katie, I also did a little research. If you did want a life-size action figure of Dr. Fauci, it would be 5'7". We'll be back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward.
Modelo is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, so President Trump has big news yesterday, has launched his own communication platform. And I'm sorry, if you're excited about this, I'm happy for you. It's a good day for you. It's a blog.
It's a website. Yeah.
It's a website. It's a blog, which I would have thought if this is, I mean,
it is not a communications platform.
No, you can't communicate. He can communicate with you, which is what a website is.
Yeah. You can't even reply.
I know.
You can't interact in any way except to share.
An hour ago, he posted, I don't know, like this isn't a tweet, this isn't a status, it's a status update, I don't know yet. I don't know the lingo behind DonaldJTrump.com/desk. Liz Cheney is a warmongering fool who has no business in Republican Party leadership. We want leaders who believe in the Make America Great Again movement and prioritize the values of America first. Elise Stefanik is far superior choice, and she has my all caps, complete and total endorsement for GOP conference chair. Elise is a tough and smart communicator. Isn't on the new communications platform.
Isn't the name of it From the Desk of Donald J. Trump?
It's a long name. I mean, the
but
website
is, right?
is DonaldJTrump.com.
Yeah, that
right.
is.
But the name of the platform is From the Desk of Donald J. Trump, right?
Yeah, I guess.
What? So on Google right now, I just wanted to Google it and see the website for myself because I haven't looked at it yet. I've read all about it, but I haven't looked at it.
That's right, yeah.
When you go to the Google search and you type in from, it doesn't finish with anything that, and this is one of the biggest stories out there right now, right?
Yeah.
Google usually finishes everything that's.
Sure.
If you would type in the word from the desk of comes up, but that's it. From the desk of, nothing else.
Totally
okay.
Fun,
and then it's from you flowers from dusk till dawn. So
it's
anyway.
Not there. It's not resonating. Is that
yeah,
a purpose?
From. The
is that big tech
desk of still nothing from the desk of Zoe Washington comes up from the desk of stationery from the desk of template from the desk of notepads still no Donald from the desk of now I'm gonna type in Donald and it just and there's now it's nothing
oh my
now
gosh.
There's no finished
yeah. that's on purpose
yeah I would
there's
I would,
no way that's,
in, that's impossible.
Because
that it wouldn't.
3 million people joined.
And then
last
when I
night,
type it in all the way from the desk of Donald J. Trump and hit enter, the very first thing is, of course, the website, which the website is, you just said it, like DonaldJTrump.com or something,
yeah.
slash desk or something like that. But yeah, it doesn't. I thought I could type in from the, and because it's one of the biggest news stories
it would come
right
up.
Now, it would just finish. It never finished it, ever. Even when I typed in from the desk of Donald, it still didn't finish J. Trump. That's pretty
Now go do DuckDuckGo.
What is it? What am I doing?
DuckDuckGo.com. What, you don't know what DuckDuckGo is?
No.
It's the other search engine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you type
freedom
in.
Freedom lovers.
If you type in DUC, it's already up.
DuckDuckGo.com, and then type in from the desk of Donald Trump and see what you get. This is always an interesting
first one, first
right?
One.
Really?
Yep. Quick, it's
like how
literally
quickly?
From is the only word I wrote.
Wow.
From.
Ha. Huh.
Do you see that?
Definitely
yeah.
on purpose.
That's
incredible.
No, I mean, if it's a search term that has the word Donald Trump in it, that'd be pretty easy for them to.
Right.
I mean, this is silly. How much of a threat is this? Because they still feel that Donald Trump is a threat. I mean, politically speaking, not like the
actual. I just think they want that it's the cool thing to do to silence Donald Trump. Well, and I'm far from a Donald Trump fan, but I mean, here's the thing, guys. If you allow a person to be silenced at this level, any person, then they can do it to anyone that they want to.
Yeah.
So right now, everybody's on board because Donald Trump is a villain and, you know, half the country hates him and it's the cool thing to do. The second somebody you like steps out of line with these people, you will be part of the reason why it's so easy to silence them if you are okay with this.
Yeah, you have to be okay with free speech for everybody.
You want to silence a serial killer or somebody who has hurt children or done...
Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, or terrorists. That's fine. But if you just really hate somebody's politics... And you hate that he's a thin-skinned big mouth, which he is, but that doesn't mean there's a lot of thin-skinned big mouths on the left that don't get treated like this. Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump are mirror images of each other.
Maxine Waters, exactly.
So give me a break with like, oh well, it's okay because Donald Trump is evil. You know, again. Far from a big fan, but I know that if you can do this to Donald Trump, then you can do it to anybody. And I don't want this to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just...
To you, or to me, or to any of us. I mean, at what point does it stop? Listen to Laura Trump's reaction to releasing this platform here.
Have you heard directly from the president this morning? The news broke from Facebook about 40 minutes ago. We've not seen anything posted on from the desk of Donald J. Trump. Have you spoken to him personally before you came on the air today?
No, I haven't talked to him yet today, but he's probably as unsurprised as I am to see this happen. And by the way, I don't think he's upset about it at all. I think that the reality is he's going to have a platform that he'll roll out in due time that is going to rival Facebook, that's going to rival Twitter. I already overnight on the desk of Donald J. Trump website, we had over 1 million people sign up, Stuart. So I think people want to hear from former President Trump. They want to hear what he has to say about a range of issues.
So, and here is, this is the video.
You can shop.
You can sign him and those who supported him in the Senate to the trash heap of history.
Twitter permanently banning the commander-in-chief's personal account with 88 million followers.
So apparently this doesn't have any words to it. That's a great clip. Great.
I said, well, I'm going to pull this just in case.
You can pull it just in case.
What can you buy?
You can go to the From the Desk of Donald J. Trump, which is the dumbest name of all time for
a communications platform.
It's not a communications platform. Like you said, it's a blog. It's a website. But yeah, you can shop. It's just Make America Great Hats.
It's a campaign website.
I voted for Trump flags and you can buy Trump straws.
You know what? I don't blame Trump though. I don't blame him for being like both of these heavyweight giant platforms banned me from being on their social media
because he knows that he's gonna sell 1 million freaking. Don't blame me. I voted for Trump straws.
And there's people that are already, and you know, I told this to you last night, Annie. It's simple. It's clean. I think the website itself in its presentation is nice.
Yeah.
But
it's not a bad thing, but this isn't the new Twitter.
Correct. It's just him being able to be like, I've been gone for a long time, guys.
Yeah. But they said it was going to be a rival to Facebook and Twitter. Laura Trump just said it in that clip. Now they have altered the message to it's still coming. They're still working on it, but it had been promoted as this thing, this what is now known as the desk of Donald J. Trump was what we were told was going to be the answer to Twitter and Facebook, and it's far from it. And I know that they're saying now, oh no, we're still working on that. It's still coming.
Yeah.
But that's kind of what makes it a big womp womp is that is that
it's not social media.
We thought it was going to be social media, and it's not social media.
Kev on Facebook says Trump is far from silenced. Do you guys agree with that?
I do agree with that he's far from silenced, but that's not the point. I think what Facebook and Twitter, what they're doing is wrong. But I also think that they're their own private company. What I don't like is you can't have it both ways. You can't hide behind, you can't play, I'm going to be a publisher sometimes, and sometimes I'm not going to be a publisher. Pick a lane and then follow the rules of that lane. If you are a free speech platform that allows very bad people to post, because just look around Twitter and Facebook. Mm-hmm. There are some bad people that get a platform to use. If you're going to use that and say, you know, this is what this is for, then that's fine. If you're going to say, oh no, we've got to control, then you can't play the law both ways. You got to have it one way or the other. And if you're gonna ban people for hate speech and things like that, then let's ban people for hate speech.
I would disagree. I think President Trump has been drastically silenced.
He's been hurt. I don't think he's been silenced.
Limited. This is the first time that he's had something that is his own to get his own message out. I mean, he's been creating these statements that he's been delivering through former staffers of his, but the former president of the United States is not allowed to speak because of. What? Does it all come back to January 6th? Because they were working on doing this before January 6th. They were working on keeping him quiet before then. And when you consider a lot of what went into the January 6th, the impeachment process that came after that, especially with the new information that we have now that, was it Officer Sicknick, did not die from the things that were actually presented in the impeachment trial as facts, that this police officer died because of specific things that took place during the, you know, insurrection of sorts, that they've corrected that since then. I just think that there are people out there who are speaking as irresponsibly, consequentially as irresponsibly as Donald Trump has ever spoken, which was proven in the impeachment trial where we had, you know, 10, 15, 20 minute super reels of insightful language that people were speaking. Donald Trump is no more guilty of that than anyone else. And the question is, even if he were using language that was unsavory, is it still First Amendment rights? Because it is for other people. It's just not for him.
Right.
And he's lost his ability to communicate directly with people socially on the biggest platforms that are in the world. But now that we have DonaldJTrump.com/desk, don't forget the /desk. Unless you want to maybe go to /shop and buy a straw.
Yep.
A patriotic straw. Tony, good to talk to you.
A jumbo tote.
A jumbo tote? Man, I'm going to shop right now. I'll be right back. Don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.